Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Unsecured Lending Risk Management, A Practitioner's Guide by Frank Tien is a professional nonfiction guide focused on consumer and unsecured lending risk. It is aimed at practitioners who work across the lending lifecycle and need a practical framework for making credit decisions, managing portfolio performance, and responding to changing market conditions. Rather than treating risk as a purely statistical exercise, the book presents it as an operating discipline that connects origination, pricing, collections, data, systems, and governance. Based on Tien's experience in consumer credit risk, the book is especially relevant to lenders dealing with thin files, volatile incomes, and other forms of underwriting complexity common in unsecured lending. Its purpose is to help readers build lending processes that are explainable, consistent, and commercially workable while avoiding an overly academic treatment of credit risk. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, managing risk across the full unsecured lending lifecycle. A central contribution of the book is its end-to-end view of unsecured lending risk. Tien does not isolate underwriting from the rest of the business. Instead, he treats origination, account management, collections, and portfolio monitoring as connected stages of one system. This matters because decisions made at acquisition affect downstream delinquency, recovery, and profitability. The practitioner value of this approach is that it encourages lenders to evaluate policies in terms of lifecycle outcomes rather than single-point approval rates. For example, a strategy that improves booking volume may still damage portfolio quality if it weakens the quality of applicants entering the book. By framing lending as a continuous operating cycle, the book helps readers understand how early-stage credit decisions, servicing behavior, and collection strategy interact. That perspective is especially useful in unsecured lending, where lenders cannot rely on collateral to absorb mistakes and must manage risk through process design, data, and policy discipline. Secondly, risk-based pricing as a better alternative to FICO-only decisioning. The book gives substantial attention to risk-based pricing and the limitations of relying too heavily on FICO-style score cutoffs. Tien's argument is not that credit scores are useless, but that they are only one input among many and should not be mistaken for a complete risk strategy. In unsecured lending, two borrowers with similar scores can produce very different losses because of differences in cash flow stability, debt burden, product usage, and behavior after booking. Risk-based pricing addresses that reality by aligning price with expected performance, which allows a lender to control both growth and loss severity. The practical significance is that pricing becomes a portfolio management tool, not just a revenue lever. Readers are encouraged to think about how risk segmentation, acquisition cost, and loss expectations should shape offers and credit terms. This is one of the book's strongest themes because it reflects the commercial reality of lending. Sustainable growth depends on pricing that reflects actual risk rather than broad brush score bands. Thirdly, using household linking and cash flow context to see risk more clearly. Another important theme is the effort to better understand borrower capacity by looking beyond the individual application. The book discusses household linking approaches such as joint trades, co-borrowers, authorized user patterns, shared addresses, open banking cash flow data, and applicant-disclosed household obligations. These methods are presented as ways to reduce blind spots when evaluating economic burden and repayment capacity. The reasoning is straightforward. Unsecured credit decisions often miss obligations that do not appear cleanly on a single credit report, especially when applicants have shared finances or irregular income. At the same time, Tien stresses that such techniques must be governed carefully. They need to be explainable, analytically justified, and used in ways that do not create fair lending problems or inconsistent treatment. That balance between richer data and disciplined governance is a major practical insight. The book therefore does not simply advocate collecting more information. It argues for using additional context responsibly to improve underwriting quality without undermining compliance or decision clarity. Fourthly, building risk infrastructure with data, systems, and decisioning tools. The book also stands out for its focus on risk infrastructure, an area that is often ignored in more theoretical credit books. Tien treats data systems, decision platforms, model implementation, testing, and rule management as core parts of risk management rather than back-office support functions. This is important because even a strong policy framework can fail if the underlying infrastructure cannot execute it consistently. The book reflects the modern reality that lending teams now need flexible tools to test strategies, integrate third-party data, and operationalize rules without waiting for heavy manual coding. That makes the discussion relevant not only to technical teams, but also to risk professionals, finance leaders, and product owners who need to understand how process design shapes portfolio behavior. The practical implication is that lenders should invest in systems that make policy changes traceable, measurable, and repeatable. In unsecured lending, Robust infrastructure is what turns risk concepts into day-to-day decisioning and makes controlled experimentation possible. Lastly, a practitioner-first framework for balancing growth, collections, and governance. What differentiates the book is its practitioner-first style. It is written for people who actually manage lending businesses and need ideas that work under real operational constraints. The book repeatedly returns to the trade-off between growth and loss mitigation, especially in areas such as acquisition channels, portfolio management, and collection strategy. Tian also emphasizes that risk management should not be confined to the risk department. It requires collaboration with technology, finance, and business leaders. That cross-functional stance is important because lending outcomes are shaped by organizational design as much as by models. The book's usefulness lies in showing how to keep strategy, policy, systems, and governance aligned so that the lender can pursue volume without losing discipline. This broader operating view makes the book more than a technical manual. It is a guide to managing unsecured credit as a business system, where pricing, underwriting, servicing, and compliance must all support one another if the portfolio is to remain profitable and explainable. In conclusion, Unsecured Lending Risk Management, A Practitioner's Guide is best suited for credit risk professionals, lending executives, analysts, product managers, and newer practitioners who want a realistic view of how unsecured lending actually works. It is especially useful for readers working in consumer credit, subprime lending, fintech, or any environment where underwriting must balance growth, loss control, and regulatory discipline. The book offers practical benefits by connecting credit scoring, risk-based pricing, collections, portfolio monitoring, and infrastructure into one coherent framework. Readers looking for highly academic theory may find it less appealing, but that is also part of its strength. It is written for operational use. Compared with many books in the credit risk category, it stands out for its end-to-end lifecycle perspective, its attention to implementation details, and its willingness to address the real trade-offs lenders face when serving higher-risk borrowers. It is not just about evaluating applications. It is about building a lending machine that can be managed consistently, explained clearly, and adapted over time. That makes it a particularly valuable reference for anyone responsible for unsecured credit performance. If you would like to support Frank Tian, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.